poison ivy, they call it.
I see. What about, what kind of different kind of berries do you have growing around here?
Well, cocoa berries and mulberries. I believe that's about the only kind of berry we have.
You got people ever growing any strawberries?
Oh yeah, strawberries, yeah. Not too many around here.
Ever seen any raspberries growing around?
No, I hadn't.
No raspberries?
No. Let's see.
Yeah, we got about 5 or 10 minutes. Just didn't want to make you late for you,
no.
A few things that have to do with the family I want to ask you about. Say if a woman doesn't want to make up her mind about something, she'd say, well, just let me ask my
husband.
You ever heard a woman call her husband anything besides just husband?
Old man. Yeah.
Okay. Or if a man doesn't want to make up his mind about something, he'd say, well, let me ask my
wife or old woman.
Old woman, okay. What about a woman whose husband has died, you call her
a widow.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard a woman called anything if her husband hadn't died, he's just up and left her?
Grass widow.
Grass widow.
Yeah.
Why do you reckon they call her that?
I don't know, I couldn't tell you.
Okay. And the person who gave you a whipping when you needed one was usually your
father or mother, mm-hmm. or mama or papa.
Right. Okay. And your mother and your father together, you'd call them your
parents.
Yes, sir. And your father's father, you called him your
granddaddy.
Mm-hmm. What about if you wanted to be formal about it, you'd say that's my
granddaddy.
Mm-hmm. Or grandfather?
Grandfather.
Okay. What did you call his wife? That was your
grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Did you call her anything different?
Well, sometimes Grant called him Grandma.
Didn't have any special nickname for her or anything?
No.
Okay. You know, this thing that has wheels on it, you can put a baby in and it'll lie down?
Baby carriage?
Yes, sir. Did y'all use those?
No.
I see. Well, say if you had one of those things, you'd say, I think I'll put the baby in the carriage and go out and
visit, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you ever said something like stroll him or wheel him around.
Yeah.
You'd say
go rolling him or strolling around.
Okay. What about say a man's children, you might say he has a son and a
daughter.
Right, or a boy or a
girl.
What about this expression? Say if a woman is about to have a baby, talking about her condition, you'd say she's
pregnant.
Can you remember if that was ever a term that you didn't use?
Yeah, they didn't talk about it much.
Mm-hmm. So that was considered to be impolite.
That's right, yeah.
What would they say if they had to say something?
Well, they'd say she was going to give birth to a baby.
Mm-hmm. I see. I was wondering if you'd ever heard people say, well, so-and-so's in the family, wasn't
it? Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
How would they say that?
That's the way they'd say it, in the family way.
In the family way, okay. What about if a woman was going to have a baby, but there wasn't a doctor around?
Use a midwife.
Mm-hmm. Did they have one where you were brought up?
Yeah.
Ever heard her called a granny woman?
Yeah.
She just called her a
granny woman.
Granny woman.
Yeah.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father.
Yeah.
And maybe his nose is shaped about the same. You'd say that boy
favored his daddy.
Favored his daddy. Right. Okay.